Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Question: what is repentance? And how does that fit into the plan of God and our relationship with God? What is it? Well, when Adam and Eve sinned, they cut themselves off from God, and they cut themselves off from being able to receive the Holy Spirit of God, which then gave them a nature that we call human nature, which is a mixture of good and evil. And many times, what we think is good is against the laws of God. What seems good to a man or woman seems right. So let's read it here in Proverbs 16, because this is the way that it is. And that's the way of the world, and that's the way that we think, and that's the way that we do. Verse 2, Proverbs 16, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. All the ways seem right, seem good. Now, if that's the case, then why do we have so much trouble? Have so much trouble in our lives? Look at the world today. There's nothing but trouble, 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 crisis, and disaster everywhere. So let's turn the coin of all the ways seem right to a man or woman. And let's drop down here to verse 25. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And that's what happened with Adam and Eve, right? They thought that it was right. They thought that it was good. They thought they were doing it, even though they knew God said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They did. And so this is where we are today. Let's look at some more things concerning human nature. Now, I want you to stop and think. What do you think about your own self? All right, we'll ask it again a little differently. What do you think about your own self, your own thoughts, your own way of life in relationship to God? Do you think it's right? Do you think it's good? Do you know what is right? Do you know what is good? And a greater question about that is, do you understand what human nature really is all about? So let's come to Jeremiah 10. Now, Jeremiah was quite a prophet. God called him at a young age, gave him a specific commission to be a prophet of warning to the children of Israel and to the children of Judah, right there in Jerusalem and Judea. Because their sins were such that God was giving warning that unless they repented, they would go into captivity. So let's see why. Let's see what the conundrum is of human nature and why, without God and by ourselves, we can never come to the knowledge of the truth. And we can never really be good. And nothing that we do will be of permanent, lasting value. Why? Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Question, how's your life? How are your steps and your walk where you're going? What do you know about God? Is he part of your life? If you think he is, maybe that's not quite true, as we'll see a little later on. Now, since we're here, let's come to Jeremiah 17. Now, I want you to think about yourself. I want you to really, really be honest with yourself. Now, that's going to be hard to do, as we will see, because that's one of the trickeries of the human mind. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Huh. You might say, well, that doesn't describe me. Well, have you ever put yourself to the biblical test about yourself? And if you haven't, then it would seem like this is an outrageous statement. Deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? But if you have, and you really understand from God's perspective what the human heart and mind is, without his law and without his spirit, God doesn't look at us like we look at other people, because God knows everything about us and can know our every thought, our every action, righteous or unrighteous, good or evil. And the way that your life goes depends upon what you choose. Now let's add verse 10 to this. I, the Lord, search the heart. How does God do that? He can do it because he created it. And he created it to be searched. And you know that everything you've ever done and thought and spoke and what you let enter into your mind from outside sources is recorded in the spirit of man in your brain. So God knows, he says, I try the reins. Now, what are the reins? The reins are the part of the brain that God made in us that he can tap into what we think and what we do at any time. I try the reins, even to give to each one according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. So what are your ways? And what are your doing? See? Because you have choice. And God has given free moral agency. And free moral agency is necessary because we're not robots. We're made in the image and likeness of God. And as we will see, for a great and awesome purpose. But for this segment, we're going to focus in on repentance, what it is, and how our choices need to be. So let's come to Deuteronomy 30, and let's look at what God has set before us. Now, this is quite a thing. This is operative all the time, whether people know the Word of God or not. Whether people truly are good or truly are evil, it's all right there and by our choices. Because you see, everything we do is a choice, or you might say a decision. And a decision is a conclusion that you choose. So let's read it here beginning in verse 15. And this is true. Down through time, down through history, and don't ever let any minister tell you that the law has been done away and that we don't need to keep the law because there's grace. You go back over the last two segments that we did, God is judging all nations all the time, and God's hand of correction is on us now. Will we repent? And that's why I'm following that up with what is repentance. Now that's coupled with free choice. God isn't going to force you one way or the other. And the consequences of what the Bible calls a sin is always operative. Whether for blessing or whether for cursing, which then you can call punishment or correction. Verse 15, Behold, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. And isn't that the way it is out there? There's good, there's evil, and that's the way human nature is. But you've heard the expression, well, if all good men and women could get together, we would solve our problems. Well, they have tried that for 6,000 years. And have they solved our problems? Well, maybe temporarily. See, because most of those are done without God. They choose not to have God, or they have the wrong God. Did you know that there are fake Christs, fake Jesuses, that are preached in the world with great sincerity, as it were? We'll get to that in a little bit. So here's God's command, direct from God. Now think of it this way. Whenever you read anything in the Bible, this is God talking to you. Now that's important. This is God telling you how things have been in the past, the way things are now, how you can get right with God, who He is, what repentance is, what baptism is all about, and why we need to keep the commandments of God. So remember that. And that I command you this day to love the Lord your God. Now notice the requirements. Love God. Now we'll touch on that a little bit later. But there are a lot of people who think they love the Lord, but they're misled, so they're not loving the Lord. It's a mirage, and they're living a lie. To love the Lord your God. And Jesus said that we're to do that with all our heart and mind and soul and being. Right? Do you do that? Is that how you worship God? All right, now notice the next one. To walk in His ways. Walking in His ways means keeping the commandments of God. See? Explained here. And to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments so that you may live and multiply. God wants you to live. God wants you to have a good life. And in the New Testament, He wants you to have eternal life. So how's that for a plan of God? And the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Now think about that. Think about this country, United States of America, and God gave it to us. And look at how it started out, and look how it's ending up. Now, verse 17. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear. Now, what does that mean? That means you read the Bible and you say to yourself, well, God doesn't mean this for us today. Well, yes, He does. That's why it's preserved. And we're going to see what Jesus said. And you need to understand something really, really important about Jesus. Jesus Christ, who a lot of people say, well, he is loving and kind and good and all of this. That's true. But he was the Lord God of the Old Testament before he came in the flesh. So think about that. So he's the one who spoke these words. And that's why they're important. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Now, that's the way that seems right to human beings, men and women. So what's going to happen? Because there's a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Because other religions, other gods, and false interpretations of the Bible and misuse of the Bible is not walking in God's way. That's rejecting it and walking in another gospel. I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. We'll look at it today. How many lives are being cut short because people don't believe God? Because they sin against God. And sin, we will see, is a transgression of the law. And that's a very important thing for you to understand. Because you will never understand about repentance until you understand that the laws of God, and when you break them, is sin. So here's the witness to you, right here, when we read this. This is just not God saying something to the children of Israel. And by the way, the children of Israel were 12 tribes. So you need our book, America and Britain, their biblical origin and their prophetic destiny, so you know who we are. Now notice how sure this is. Because Jesus said, as we'll see in a minute, the exact same thing. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. And here is the important thing, that you may love the Lord your God, may obey his voice. And his voice is written down so you can know it. So you can keep it. Eh? And whenever you read the Bible, as I said, it's like God talking to you. And may cleave to him, for he is your life and length of days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Now then, let's see how Jesus backed up that same statement about heaven and earth. And it's going to surprise you, because this debunks every fake minister who says the law had been fulfilled or done away. Not true. An absolute lie. And why do they say that? Because, as we will see, they keep Sunday. Let's see what Jesus said. Matthew 5, verse 17. Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. Now that's right there in your Bible, right there in the New Testament. And so many of these ministers, Sunday keepers, now we'll talk about that a little bit later, because you need to analyze your life in relationship to that as well. Say, the law's been done away, or you don't need to keep it, or it was ceremonial, or it was given to the Jews. Any excuse instead of looking at the truth. Continuing, I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. And fulfill means to make complete, to fill it to the full. And the truth of that is, that we'll see later, is that we are to obey the laws of God, not just in the letter of the law, but in the spirit of the law for the new covenant. So the standard is higher, not lower. Now notice what he says. And as I read this, ask yourself the question, is heaven and earth still here? Well, that's a stupid question because we're on it, right? We're on the earth and heaven is here, right? Verse 18, truly I say to you, until heaven and earth shall pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law until everything has been fulfilled. And the truth is, not everything has been fulfilled. See? Now, in relationship to this, you need our book? Lord, what should I do? Because you need to know what God expects of you. And you need to know, and we'll cover it in the next segment, why repentance is necessary. Repentance is this. You stop living your way according to your rules and according to your dictates and according to your false religions, and you walk in the way of the Lord, just like we saw in Deuteronomy 30. And the New Testament, 1 John 2 and verse 6 says that we are to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ. Do you? So let's see what he says here in Luke 6. And as we read it, I want you to ask yourself, do you do this? Verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not practice what I say? Remember what we just read? One jot or one tittle shall in no way pass away. See? God expects us. We'll find out next time. God expects us to keep his commandments. God expects us to repent. You can have no relationship with God unless you understand what is sin and how you can get in relationship with God. We'll cover that. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words, sound like Deuteronomy 30? And practices them, I will show you what he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and built the foundation on the rock, and that rock is Christ. And a flood came and the torrent beat against the house, but it could not shake it because it was founded on the rock. Now notice the other side of the coin here as well. But the one who has heard my words and does not practice them is like a man who built a house atop the ground without a foundation, and when the torrent beat against it, it fell at once, and the ruin of the house was great. So you need our book, Lord, what should I do? You need our book, The Day Jesus the Christ Died, so that you understand about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and forgiveness of sin. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everybody.